Hello, everyone. This is Rob from the Highlands Bunker Studio with an important news bulletin. This morning at 0800 or 0500, anyway, sometime before you're hearing this, I submitted to the Board of Elections an appeal against the candidacy of Dan Cruz in Senate District 1 in the special election. Dan Cruz does not live in SD1. This is a common thing here in Delaware, but before we get to that, let me explain what the hell I'm doing. As close listeners are probably aware, we had a friend and comrade, Brandon Fletcher, who was running for the General Assembly, who was going to win their seat in the General Assembly, but he was forced to drop out of the race because he could not prove his residency. The reason he couldn't prove his residency is because he was homeless, he didn't want to tell anyone, and he was couch surfing and living where he could as a working person running for office. But he was not the status quo corporate Democrat person. The bootlicking sycophant was this guy, Jose, whatever. He was going to lose. But now he won because a guy, Charles Friel, Bud Friel, opened up an investigation with, like, the federal marshals or some shit to prove that our friend Brandon didn't live in the district. So fast forward to now, his handpicked candidate for SD1 also does not live in the district. The information that I submitted to Albanese at the Board of Elections will be public. You guys will see. I mean, I assume it'll be public. I don't know. Sometimes the transparency and accountability of some of these state agencies is in question. I assume all of this will be public. So I'll just leave it at that. You can see what I've submitted. Dan Cruz doesn't live here. He lives at the beach with his partner. I know some people have seen mailers where he's sort of awkwardly hugging a what seems like a nice black auntie. But he actually lives at the beach with his partner. Now, I'm sure that the Democratic establishment are prepared for this salvo. It's easy because Dan Cruz actually owns, I think, like 4 homes. One at the beach and like rental properties and this and that. So, like, you can always play that shell game when you're Dan Cruz. When you're Brandon Fletcher, you know, it's more difficult to play that shell game, if you know what I mean. So anyway, look, I went ahead and I filed this complaint. I hope that it will be looked into, and I hope there will be some consideration to it, because I live in SD1. I've lived in SD1, 12 years. My family's from here. And Dan Cruz is not from here. And so I think it's only fair for us to sort of point that out. And once again, I feel like the establishment of the Democratic Party cannot win a open, vibrant election. Ray Siegfried could not do that. Dan Cruz could not do that. He dropped out before he had to get beat, but, you know. So, I don't know where we think we're going with this. Like, I don't know where we think this is supposed to go. You know, in Dover, we have Ray Siegfried calling Bethany Hallong Governor Hallong, when that's obviously embarrassing. We had a vote, we had an election. People, like, we just did that. So I don't know who you're trying to fool. Like, I feel like that should be saved for the rubes. You know, people are so mad about Trump right now. We had an election. Yeah? The people have spoken. Here's a little tip. Here's a little pro tip. When the people are on your side, some of these little inside baseball fleas and little like OG rat fuckers from the neighborhood, little phonies and fakes that smile when they see you and try to talk to you, but that are just little people who are sundowning. Yeah, we don't have to take that stuff. Because we have the power of the people behind us. This is why the Democratic Party is so afraid of insurgent movements, because they're not a movement for the people. And so that's going to scare the shit out of them. So, look, the information is going to be there. Go look at it. I don't give a shit. Like, people know it's there. Dan Cruz doesn't live in SD1, he lives at the beach. That's it. Do what you want with it. I don't. I at this point, I'm on my own. I'm on my own journey, if you know what I mean. I got my own shit to do. So that's that. I'm glad everybody listened to this bulletin. I do want to say this. On Saturday, February 15th, we have the opportunity to voice our displeasure about this whole process, about the people running it and who they serve and why they're doing it. And so I think we should go out in SD1 and vote for Riley Figliola. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I do also want to say it's important to mention that all of this funny business has transpired after we just spoke to Riley for about 90 minutes here in the studio, and that's going to be dropped in a day or two. So, yeah, I guess tomorrow. So, this was not coordinated in any way. I mean, it was coordinated to me because, you know, obviously I'm going to take every shot I can at you losers and fools. But yeah, this was something that happened on the side, but I do encourage everyone to listen to this week's episode with Riley Figliola and vote for Riley on February 15th. And just like thumbs down to this like machine, like old head, you know, fucking machine. We don't need it anymore. And as a matter of fact, it's not getting us anywhere, is it? So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And so, good night and good fucking luck. Left is best.